Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, my other prediction has definitely come to pass. What other prediction, you might ask? That there were going to be more men who just said, you know what? Fuck it. You said or done something so egregious that I'm going to take matters into my own hands in dealing with you. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Now, before I start, for those of you who might be new to my channel and new to the Hockey Mask Time series, let me go ahead and state this and be crystal clear. I don't condone HMT. However, I also do not condemn HMT. Why? Because one of the most truthful things in life is death. Death will come for us all. However, when it comes to male-female dynamics and relationships, a lot of things that women have been allowed to get away with, i.e. female fuckery, pushes a man beyond his limit. And yeah, the current system that we have refuses to punish women appropriately. However, when the man decides to do so, oh, he's the bad guy. In my humble opinion, no. Which is why part of the HMT motto, a man can only take so much disrespect until he decides today's the day. Why? Because the modern woman has been allowed to become so disrespectful under the guise that she has infinite protection and men will consistently restrain themselves. That day, gentlemen, is over. Now, let me get into this article that was sent to me by Jeffrey Ransom and, of course, Jay White. And it was published on the 4th of January. Former UFC fighter Phil Baroni allegedly beat his girlfriend to death in Mexico on Sunday after she admitted to sleeping with another man, according to reports. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Baroni was arrested after he reportedly threw the woman into a shower in a fit of rage, causing her to suffer a fatal head injury. Officers later found her naked on a bed inside the hotel room, according to Mexican news outlet Tribuna de la Bahia. The pro fighter reportedly told cops that the couple had gotten into a heated dispute inside a hotel room in San Pancho after his girlfriend, identified only as Paola, admitted she cheated on him, the report said. Now, female nature is universal. Brothers, I want you to understand that. No matter what the outside casing looks like, Mexican, Japanese, Filipina, Thai, all of it, the internal hardware is still the same. The 46-year-old New York native who cops believe was under the influence of marijuana and alcohol, told authorities he then ordered Paola to go bathe. And when she refused to do so, he threw her into the shower. The report said she hit her head and slipped, then hit her head again when she fell down, he claimed, according to the report. I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. I don't believe that. The former fighter then said he helped her up and into bed, where he took her clothes off and covered her with a sheet after she told him she was cold. Baroni claims Paola then asked him to go get her cigars and beer, and when he returned, she wouldn't wake up. He then ran to grab police who were outside the hotel and told them his girlfriend was unresponsive. Police then found Baroni's girlfriend, a Mexico City native. International HMT. So we know what that means. He's definitely not getting out of the country for this one. They found her naked on the bed and showing, quote unquote, multiple signs of beatings, as well as, quote unquote, no vital signs. A full investigation into the incident began following Baroni's arrest for termination. He's being held in custody in Val de Banderas. A State Department spokesperson confirmed to the Post that Baroni is detained in Mexico and that they are, quote unquote, providing appropriate assistance. Well. Like I said, gentlemen, it doesn't matter what the outer shell looks like. The internal programming of the hive mind within the female collective is always going to be there. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a hotel room. Gotta give that one a 5. Method of execution. The fatal fists. I'm gonna give that one a 20. Psychological impact. Not a lot of outcry for this, so I'm gonna give that one a 5. And for the brutality factor, once again, multiple signs of a beating, i.e. bare hands, I'm going to give that one a 20. So, Phil, beat down Baroni gets a score of 50. I meant a 20 for the brutality factor, just to correct that. But yes, gentlemen, as you see, when it comes to method of execution and the brutality factor, the more up close and personal it is, yeah, I'm going to raise that score. Oh, yeah. There's nothing more savage than to beat someone to death with your bare hands or stomp them with your feet. So, yeah, expect higher scores for up close and personal. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Things are going to get a whole lot more interesting with the scoring system. But back to the main point. This woman admitted to a man that can be classified through his profession as very dangerous that, yep, I cheated on you. And that right there, gentlemen, is one of the ultimate signs of disrespect that a woman can do to a man, period. No matter what your opinion is, that right there is one of the most disrespectful acts that a woman can do. And then to just say it casually in his face, oh man. And at the time, they were both under the influence. Yeah. Hey, like I said, this is going to be a very busy year. Oh yeah. More and more men are no longer going to restrain themselves. When a woman decides through her actions to become the bane of a man's life, guess what? At that point, whatever action he takes is whatever action he takes. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. And for you women around the world, understand this. And you need to understand this crystally clear. The power you think you've been given by this absolutely upside down and backwards society will go out. Feminism and the belief that you can exercise said power through a veil of protection will go out right along with it, because when it comes down to it, more men are deciding, you know what, at minimum, when you become the bane of my existence with your disrespect, I'll take the cage, but I'm going to put you in that box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.